Serbian police have arrested dozens of people in connection with yesterday's assassination of Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic. Three men were caught near the murder scene with weapons, but the alleged masterminds remain at large. Officials are blaming the murder on organized crime, specifically on members of the so-called Zemun gang, with whom the late Prime Minister allegedly had dealings in the past. From Belgrade, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The killing of Prime Minister Djindjic has shaken this city. Serbian mother Radmila Todorovic says this murder is the worst thing that could happen to Serbia now, as it tries to become normal after years of war.
That's catastrophe, global catastrophe, for Serbian people, for Mr. Djindjic's family, for transformations, from every changes in Serbia, catastrophe. I'm very afraid.
Prime Minister Djindjic was widely seen here as the only politician able to challenge the crime and corruption that flourished since the reign of Slobodan Milosevic. During the years when the Serbs were at war with their Balkan neighbors, Milosevic rewarded armed groups for their loyalty, allowing them to traffic in drugs, women, and cigarettes. When Milosevic was forced from power, the criminals stayed, says Jim Lyons of the International Crisis Group in Belgrade.
When they overthrew Milosevic on October 5th, 2000, they overthrew a man, but they didn't overthrow anything else.
Many criminal elements remained part of Serbian police and military units. Others simply kept enough weapons to act as a private army. Lyons said Djindjic let them keep their guns and businesses because he had to. It was part of a deal to stop elite units from firing on crowds demonstrating against Milosevic.
Djindjic had sat down ahead of time with them and made a deal that if they wouldn't shoot at the people, they would be left alone. The deal worked. They got Milosevic out of power on October 5th, 2000. The problem was you now had these state security organizations and their affiliates, which were still on the loose. And the interesting thing is most of these individuals who are running these criminal gangs, one might say, are war criminals.
There are persistent but unconfirmed reports here about possible secret indictments against some of the members of the Zemun gang suspected of gunning down Djindjic. Those indictments would be from the Special War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Djindjic was instrumental in sending Milosevic there. A scrawl of graffiti on the wall outside a health clinic in Belgrade illustrates how some Serbs feel about that. "Djindjic, you are a traitor," it reads. But the threat of The Hague may not have been the only motive for murder. According to the country's deputy prime minister, a domestic criminal indictment was being prepared against the Zemun gang. Journalist Jovan Dulevic tracks organized crime for the weekly magazine Vreme.
The failure to arrest the top suspects would be as tragic as the assassination itself. Everyone is working for it, but I'm afraid they won't find them. They're well organized, they have a lot of money, and they have fake passports.
According to Serbian newspapers, one key leader of the Zemun clan lives in a brand new mansion in a Belgrade suburb. The house, with prim white lace curtains, is hidden behind a high white wall with multiple security cameras. In front is a structure that's supposed to be a shopping center, but the building looks deserted. There's nothing in the windows but dozens of slot machines, some wrapped in plastic as if they're waiting to be shipped somewhere. Officials say the owners are on the run. Emily Harris, NPR News, Belgrade.